Kinds of institutions, hard institutions, and soft institutions. An example of a hard institution would be a temple structure, for example. And an example of a soft institution would be a book. And he said that traditionally Gaudiya Vaishnavism has been, preserved and spread mainly through the soft institution of its literature. So I'm seeing Mother Archivigraha it gave us some institutions. Of course, in terms of hard institutions, she gave us the Bhaktivedanta Hospice in Vrindavan. Bhaktivedanta Hospice was really, it exists today because of her. You know, it was her desire. She herself lived in Vrindavan, and she loved Vrindavan, and she left in Vrindavan. And she wanted other devotees to have the same opportunity that she had to spend their last days in Vrindavan. But when she was leaving her body in Vrindavan, there was very little good medical treatment available. So she wanted devotees to have the opportunity to leave in Vrindavan, but with better medical care. And so Bhaktivedanta Hospice is a response to her dying wish, you could say. Another hard institution is her house in Vrindavan, which is now known as my house. She was very farsighted. She was practically the first devotee to buy land in Vrindavan near the Krishna Balaram temple and to build a house. And she was an artist, so she kept the downstairs for herself as a residence and an art studio, and she built another story on top to be my residence, Bhajan Kutir. And so that is still there, very much. And we get to use it when we go to Vrindavan, and we also use it to host devotees. Many Prabhupada disciples have stayed there, and that's another, it's a hard institution. And then her artwork itself continues. She did artwork for the Krishna Balaram temple, for the samadhi, and she did paintings, the painting of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that is at his Bhajan Kutir at Radhakund. And she did the painting of Srila Jiva Goswami that's at his Bhajan Kutir at Radhakund. And, for a long time, and maybe even still now, the Babaji's at Radhakund, they didn't really accept Westerners and further more so women. So Mother Arsha Vigraha was asked to do these paintings, but it was kept a secret that she was the one who did them, you know, for fear that the Babaji's would accept, would be upset. You know, she's a foreigner and a woman. And so she was there. I was also there the day when the renovated Bhajan Kutir for Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was opened at Radhakund with her painting of him. But no one knew that she was the artist. And then later, she was requested to do the painting of Jiva Goswami. And we thought that that was also a secret, but it turns out that the head Babaji somehow found out that she was the artist. And so when again the renovation opened there, the new painting, he became very emotional. He said that this foreign lady has come and she has so much devotion. She's given up her whole life, but now she's dedicating herself fully to Krishna. And he really praised her. And then there's also her example of how to leave the body in Krishna consciousness. Not only did she express her desire that other devotees should have the same opportunity, but she also set a wonderful example of to leave your body in Vrindavan. And, you know, much has been said about that. You read about it in many moons and life's final exam. But because of her Krishna consciousness, she was not in the bodily concept at all. And therefore, you know, she could relate to anyone and pretty much any devotee could relate to her, and she welcomed everyone, encouraged everyone. And so different devotees came forth to assist her in different ways. They, you know, some would assist physically, like if they knew massage and different techniques like that, they would assist physically. And then so many senior devotees would come and support her spiritually by speaking with her. Bhurijan Prabhu would come faithfully every day at about 5 in the afternoon and speak with her and read to her. And so many senior devotees would spend time in Vrindavan then. Of course, the main one to help her was Bibi Govinda Maharaj, who was just her next door neighbor. And he would always come and help her. After he did his puja in the morning, he would bring his deities and set them on her altar, on her table in the main room, which was where her bed was kept. And yes, Shivaram Swami, Tamakrishna Goswami. So many devotees would come and read to her. Sometimes we would read dramas, like Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava. And different of these senior devotees would take different roles in the drama and dramatically read the parts of the different characters in the drama. And And I'm thinking now of one incident from Lalita Madhava. You all should read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rupa Goswami reads some of his drama to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, so it's a beautiful, beautiful drama. And many of them stay longer in Vrindavan, just to be with her at the end. Of course, some had to leave, but, you know, Govinda Maharaj was there, Guru Janakam was there. So many devotees did stay. I also stayed, of course. So she left her example, which was very inspiring. And practical. I mean, there's nothing that she did that we can't do. And one point that was very instructive was that she was in a lot of pain, tremendous pain. And the only thing that could really relieve her pain was absorbing her mind in Krishna. So her pain, which ordinarily we would think of as a bad thing, became a good thing because it was an impetus for her to absorb herself in Krishna consciousness. And if her mind did not remain focused on Krishna, then the pain was there. So it was really, a wonderful thing she did. She had great faith in the Vaishnavas. You know, the Vaishnavas told her that this is the only solution, and she had faith in their words, and she took it up as the only solution. So she really has left a great legacy. And of course, so many devotees have their own personal remembrances of her, their activities with her. It's an amazing thing how many devotees she touched, how many devotees' lives, how many devotees' hearts she touched. Just all over the world. But I think especially in Vrindavan and in South Africa. But she went to Mauritius, so did service there. She did service in many places, went to Israel. But yes, she's really left an indelible imprint in the hearts of many devotees and in the Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Srimati Archavigraha Devi Dasi Ki
Jai.
So, I think I've shared a little, and it would be very purifying for others of you to speak as well. Sri Lalasa is a very senior devotee, and I also remember when Hari Priya came to Vrindavan, and she really took the opportunity to serve Mother Archavigraha. I remember seeing her come and fan her. And she did spend some time in Bombay also. Yeah, I'm sure many of the devotees there did have some association with her. And even otherwise, just by hearing about her, you might have impressions that you could share.